Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is 2013, and during the December solstice in 2012, we experienced the most intensified influx of light that humanity has ever endured. Now, 2013 is a time of our new beginnings. Through this influx of light, we successfully made it through the shift of the ages, and we birthed the new earth in the fifth-dimensional realms of cause, as amazing as that seems. At this time, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth is now assimilating these new frequencies of fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light that is bathing the planet. So what does this mean for us on a real practical level? Well, today I'm going to share with you what this shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness means to humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth according to the company of heaven, so that we can begin to really utilize this life to change our lives. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with people all over the world who are joining together with you to create a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which these new frequencies of fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and will find ways to work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting not only in your life, but through the lives of humanity throughout the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as this love from the very heart of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information that we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the company of heaven, the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but sometimes confusing times on earth. So remember, the past is over and the future doesn't exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. 2013 is a time of new beginnings. As I shared last week, through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we have God victoriously birthed the new earth in the fifth-dimensional realms of cause. During the unprecedented celestial alignment that took place on December 21st and 22nd in 2012, our Father, Mother, God inbreathed the earth and all creation up the spiral of evolution into the next octave of our learning experiences. This event, which was called the Shift of the Ages, is a natural part of our evolutionary experience, and it occurs only once in every so many million years. The earth is now being bathed in this fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light, and this light transcends the frequencies of separation and duality that have caused so much pain and suffering on this planet. Within the fifth dimension, divine love and the consciousness of oneness and reverence for life are the only reality. The sons and daughters of God, abiding in the fifth dimension, are destined to co-create experiences that enhance life with every thought, word, action, and belief we express. Together we will co-create win-win situations for everybody as we perpetually focus on love, light, and the highest good for all concerned. I know this may sound like Pollyanna or too good to be true, but the beings of light have assured us that actually this does not even begin to describe the wonders and the joyous things we will be co-creating once we accept the new earth has been birthed and we daily and hourly live our lives out of that profound truth, focusing on the divinity within every person's heart flame and the patterns of perfection that we want to manifest and that exist in the wonders of the new earth. Now it is our responsibility to utilize this light for the highest good, not only of ourselves, but for all life evolving on this planet. We are all interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. There is no such thing as us and them. There is no separation. The influx of light we experienced during the December solstice created a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that is now awaiting the opportunity to physically and tangibly manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth that had been birthed in the realms of cause. Now, awakening lightworkers are being asked by the Company of Heaven to assist with this process. We're being asked to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling and to imprint the patterns of perfection for the new earth from the causal body of God and the realms of perfection into the newly formed field of divine potential that is interpenetrating every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this planet. The divine intent of the mission that we are being asked to fulfill is to quickly establish these archetypes and matrices in the physical plane, to assist humanity in transforming this planet into the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which will manifest in the ultimate creation of heaven on earth. We have experienced a baptism by sacred fire from our Mother God, and we have birthed this planet into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Now we have the ability to create miraculous changes in our lives as we utilize these new frequencies of light. If we, with a clear intent, consciously focus on both our personal and planetary transfiguration, with every thought, word, action, or feeling we express throughout the day, we will quickly begin to build in momentum this attracting law of perfection, and we will transform this planet into the patterns of the new earth on a very tangible level. Now, to begin with, we can connect with these higher frequencies of light through the natural systems that occur within our physical bodies. Through changes that have taken place over the past 25 years, humanity has ascended in energy, vibration, and consciousness into higher frequencies that have allowed our I Am presence to activate within us our 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar chakras. These chakras vibrate at a higher frequency of energy than our sevenfold planetary spine. And we've gone through dramatic shifts as we've connected with these higher fifth-dimensional 12 solar chakras that are now pulsating within us. When the light of God poured through the I Am presence of every person during the December solstice, humanity's fifth-dimensional solar chakras and all of the corresponding solar meridians within our bodies were activated to a higher frequency. That influx of light lifted every person into a higher frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness. Now, these 12 solar chakras that are awakened and opened within our fifth-dimensional solar spine that is passing through our bodies, and all of the corresponding solar meridians in our fifth-dimensional spines, are radiating light in new and more profound ways than we have experienced in the past. Each of these fifth-dimensional solar chakras radiates all 12 solar aspects of deity through one unified ray of light. This multifaceted ray of divine light is called the Circle of the Sacred 12. Now, we've known about our sevenfold planetary spine and our seven major chakras that reflect the spectrum of the rainbow, a different color in each of the chakras. Now, in this fifth-dimensional solar spine and our 12 solar chakras, we are reflecting higher frequencies that reflect the 12 solar aspects of deity, the divine qualities and attributes of God associated with our solar system. These 12 rays of light reflect through each and every chakra. So all 12 chakras reflect all 12 solar aspects of deity through what is called the Circle of the Sacred 12. Now let me go over what these 12 solar aspects of deity are so each of us can understand the magnitude of what this means. Pulsating through every one of our 12 solar chakras are all of the 12 solar aspects of deity, the Circle of the Sacred 12. This circle consists of the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue light, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection, as well as the masculine polarity of our Father God. It consists of the second solar aspect of deity as well, which is sunshine yellow, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. The second solar aspect of deity, this sunshine yellow radiance of light, also pulsates with Christ consciousness. The Circle of the Sacred 12 also pulsates with the third solar aspect of deity, which is a crystalline pink light that pulsates with the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, and reverence for all life. The third solar aspects of deity also reverberate with the divine qualities of the Holy Spirit, our Mother God. These first three aspects of deity are what we have known as the Holy Trinity. This is why these colors, the pink or reddish colors, and the blue and the yellow, are considered the primary colors, because everything else reflects from this Holy Trinity of the sapphire blue flame of the masculine polarity of God, the yellow gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God, Christ consciousness, and the crystal and pink flame of divine love of our Mother God, the Holy Spirit. Now the 12 solar aspects of deity, the Circle of the Sacred 12, also consists of the fourth solar aspect of deity, which is white light, that pulsates with the divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and the full momentum of the ascension flame. The circle of the sacred 12 also pulsates with the fifth solar aspect of deity, which is emerald green light, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, concentration, consecration, and inner vision. The sixth solar aspect of deity also pulsates through the circle of the sacred 12. This aspect is a ruby gold light, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. The circle of the sacred 12 also pulsates with the seventh solar aspect of deity, which is a beautiful violet flame. And this violet flame pulsates with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation. And the violet flame is the full divine momentum of God's infinite perfection. It is the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, the blue flame of divine power, and the pink flame of divine love. The eighth solar aspect of deity also pulsates through the circle of the sacred 12 in each of our 12 solar chakras. This aspect of deity pulsates with an aquamarine light and the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. The ninth solar aspect of deity pulsates through our 12 solar chakras on the frequency of a magenta light. This magenta light pulsates with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. The tenth solar aspect of deity also pulsates through the circle of the sacred 12. This is a golden light that pulsates with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. The 11th solar aspect of deity is peach, and it pulsates through the circle of the sacred 12 with the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And the last solar aspect of deity, the 12th solar aspect of deity, is a magnificent opal light, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. Now, these activities of light have been greatly accelerated into fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light frequencies with the shifts of vibration that took place during the December solstice in 2012. In our fifth-dimensional solar spine, every chakra, all 12 of them, reflects all of the aspects of deity all of the time. In other words, the circle of the sacred 12 radiates in perfect balance through all 12 of our chakras simultaneously. But if we want to amplify one of the aspects of deity for a particular reason or in a particular situation, we are absolutely able to do that. All we have to do is simply ask our I Am presence to increase that specific divine quality, and our I Am presence will instantly respond and expand that particular quality through all 12 of our chakras simultaneously. For instance, if we want to increase the divine quality of healing through our physical bodies and project it to a person or a location on the earth, all we have to do is ask our I Am presence to amplify the fifth solar aspect of healing through our 12 solar chakras. Our I Am presence then expands the fifth solar aspect of deity, the emerald green light of healing, through our 12 chakras. And these chakras instantly begin blazing with more and more of the emerald green light until each one becomes a resplendent emerald green sun of healing. This emerald green light radiates through all 12 chakras into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and we can ask our I Am presence to send it to any person, place, condition, or thing we want to send healing light to. If we want to increase love, we simply ask our I Am presence to amplify the third solar aspect of divine love, and then the crystalline pink light of love begins to blaze through all 12 of our solar chakras simultaneously until each one becomes a resplendent pink sun of divine love. This will interpenetrate our four earthly bodies at a cellular level, and then we can send it forth to bless any particle of life on this earth that we want to bless. Our I Am presence always monitors the situation. And when the appropriate amount of healing light or divine love or any other quality that we're expanding has been projected through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, then the circle of the sacred 12 gently returns to perfect balance, pulsating all 12 solar aspects of deity through all 12 chakras. Now we have the ability to amplify one or more of the aspects of deity through our fifth dimensional solar chakras anytime we want to. And we can do it as often as we like, according to the need of the hour and our service to the light. This incredible knowledge and this gift from the realms of truth and our I Am presence will greatly enhance our ability to add to the light of the world. This light is now pulsating with a frequency that's truly beyond our comprehension. It is the fifth dimensional crystalline solar light of the new earth. These shifts have taken place within every person on the planet, and they've been gradually building in momentum through awakening humanity as each person would awaken for several years. But now, with the shift that took place at the December solstice, we have experienced a quantum shift for the entire planet Earth. And literally millions of souls have held the sacred space, consequently reaching a critical mass, so that the 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine within every man, woman, and child has now been activated. The masses of humanity are now experiencing this light in new and profound ways. Now, every single day, people everywhere are experiencing major influx of this light. And these changes through their newly activated fifth-dimensional solar spine are magnetizing the patterns of perfection for the new Earth into their hearts and minds to allow them to begin perceiving these opportunities on a tangible, conscious level. The increase in vibration is actually altering and rebuilding humanity's nervous systems. These highways of light are being widened now through the masses of humanity to accommodate the increase of divine consciousness that is now flooding into the planet on the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. Our nervous systems are being strengthened by this light so that we will be able to withstand higher levels of divine wisdom and sacred knowledge from the heart and mind of God. Humanity's spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain are also being altered as our right and left brain hemispheres are brought into balance. Last week I mentioned that we have received a baptism by sacred fire from our Mother God. This crystalline fifth-dimensional solar sacred fire has awakened our right brain and our spiritual brain centers to the greatest frequency of divine balance and awakening that we have experienced since our fall from grace, which took place millions of years ago. As this divine consciousness now expands, divine Christ consciousness filters into our outer minds, and our I Am presence is now able to release to us new visions of possibility with these patterns for the new earth, within which peace and freedom are tangible realities, and reverence for life, divine love, and oneness are the order of the new day. Our fifth-dimensional solar chakras enable the physiological aspects of what used to be our third-dimensional spine and our fourth-dimensional spine to be lifted into and merged with now the multidimensional aspects of the infinite physical perfection that is pulsating within our fifth-dimensional crystalline solar spine and our 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras. This process is actually reordering our DNA into new expressions that will reflect eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar light bodies. This divine alchemy within us of transforming our third-dimensional carbon-based planetary bodies into fifth-dimensional crystalline-based solar light bodies has now been greatly accelerated and is occurring at atomic, cellular level, daily and hourly, with every breath we take. This event is creating a deep stirring and a change within each of us. And suddenly and miraculously, nothing is the same. We are existing in this magnificent crystalline pink force field of light that is pulsating in through and around every particle of life on the planet, the reflection of humanity's baptism by sacred fire, the love of our Mother God now embracing and cradling every part of life until we manifest the perfection of the new earth. Now is the time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of humanity and for all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in another vitally important facet of the divine plan. Please go within and kneel before the altar of the divine love blazing in your heart. Listen for the still, small voice of your I Am presence and respond to this clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. The key factor in the God-victorious accomplishment of manifesting the new earth in the physical world of form involves the remembrance of the oneness of all life. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping humanity remember that there is no separation. This will allow us to quickly manifest the patterns of divine love from our new planetary cause of love and our renaissance of love that has been birthed now into the fifth dimension with the new earth. The need of the hour is for awakened lightworkers to join our hearts and minds as we co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of light that will assist even the most asleep, resistant people to easily experience the new frequencies of the new earth that are now flooding the planet in, through, and around every person, place, condition, or thing. Let's begin that process today by empowering the first solar aspect of deity through our newly activated fifth-dimensional solar chakras and our fifth-dimensional crystalline solar spine. Please join with me now and with lightworkers around the world who are participating in this activity of light with us. The visualizations and the information that I'm going to be sharing with you have been given to us by the Company of Heaven and are specifically designed to help awaken every recalcitrant soul and to assist every awakening neophyte and every avatar in the embodiment on Earth to integrate these new frequencies of the new Earth quickly and effortlessly. As this force field of light is empowered each day through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, its effect will be exponential, and the light of divine consciousness and the will of our Father, Mother, God will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. So let's now focus on the first solar aspect of deity. This is the magnificent sapphire blue light of God's will, which is the first cause of perfection for all things. It reflects the divine momentum of our Father God, and it reflects illumined faith, power, and protection. This frequency of light from the heart of our Father Mother God reflects the divine qualities of God's will, power, protection, illumined faith, and the harmonious qualities of the masculine polarity of our Father God. At this time, we are being given the opportunity to transcend all of the misqualified masculine energies that were inadvertently or deliberately created after our fall. These misqualified masculine energies reflect aggression and the abuse of power. They also reflect the suppression of our power, as the female embodiment did when we were in female bodies. The males abused power by being aggressive and domineering. The females abused our power by suppressing it and allowing ourselves to be dominated and oppressed. These new frequencies of the first solar aspect of deity now flood in through and around all of the delusion, all of the illusions, and all of the patterns of our human miscreations associated with our abuse of our masculine power that existed after the fall within each of us at some level. Because we have birthed the new earth now, we have the ability to transform any tendencies of our fallen masculine energies within us back into the divine masculine energies, which reflect the power of our Father God and the first cause of God, which is perfection for all things. light workers around the world and focusing on this magnificent sapphire blue light. See it now radiating through all 12 of your solar chakras and affirm, I am my I Am presence, and I am expanding the first solar aspect of deity, the sapphire blue radiance of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and the masculine polarity of my Father God, which reflects the first cause of perfection for all things. This light expands through all 12 of our solar chakras until each one becomes a magnificent amethyst sun blazing through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This light now radiates out from us, flooding the entire planet Earth, the four earthly bodies of every man, woman, and child on this planet, the entire elemental kingdom, the earth, the air, the water, the fire, and the ether elements, comprising all of the body of beloved Mother Earth. The sapphire blue radiance expands out through the angelic kingdom until all life on this planet is bathed in this scintillating light, and the earth is reflecting in our solar system as a magnificent sapphire blue sun of God's will. This activity of light increases daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take as we listen to these words from the company of heaven. Throughout the history of time, there has been much written about the will of God. Humanity often used this term to explain the painful things occurring in their lives and that they did not understand. And they used it to justify some of the atrocities taking place in the world. The teaching available on Earth reflects that the will of God is so immersed in religious rhetoric and human conjecture that it is probably the most misunderstood of all of the aspects of deity. As we proceed into this dawning age of wisdom and enlightenment through the full manifestation of the new earth, greater understanding is filtering into humanity's consciousness, and each person is beginning to understand the true meaning of God's will and beginning to experience it in a tangible and conscious way. In order for us to grasp the real meaning of God's will, we must first understand with greater clarity the meaning of free will. At the moment of our inception, every child of God is given the gift of free will. This occurs the instant we are breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Free will is given to each of us so that through our own conscious choice, we will learn to become the masters of our lives and to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. It was never part of the divine plan for us to use our gift of free will to create anything other than good. Never was it intended that humanity choose to use our gift of free will to create chaos, confusion, disease, poverty, war, lack, limitation, fear, hatred, and all of the other forms of grossly misqualified energy that are causing the pain and suffering all over the world. This discord has unfortunately become so prevalent on Earth that we have actually now, through our human egos, deceived ourselves into accepting that it must be a normal part of our life. And even worse, we have often attributed these things to God's will. The duality of good and evil became such an obvious part of our earthly experience that we even went to the extreme of believing that God created the evil as the opposite balance to the positive energies of good. We cannot experience good without evil became part of our belief system. The Company of Heaven said that this is by far the most destructive belief system we can have. After all, our thoughts and feelings are creative. As long as we believe that the good of our Father, Mother, God cannot exist without evil, which has been humanly created by our fear-based fragmented human egos, we will continually create and perpetuate the negativity existing on earth. As long as we believe that we can't experience peace without the gross mutation of war, we will perpetuate war. If we believe we can't experience love without the gross mutation of fear and hatred, we will perpetuate those distorted mutations. If we believe we can't experience vibrant health without the distortion of disease, we will perpetuate disease. If we believe we can't experience prosperity without the distorted human miscreation of poverty, lack, and limitation, we will keep manifesting those painful experiences in our lives. The reality is that the moment has arrived when the Lord's Prayer is being brought to fruition. This is something we've always known would come, and now we know we are in the midst of it, right here and right now, through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is lifting us into Christ consciousness, and the birth of the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. That statement in the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." This is a statement that indicates, in the new earth, in thy kingdom come, that God's will, thy will, be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is that moment. The frequencies of discord and disintegration are now residue of the old earth that is no longer applicable on the new earth and cannot be sustained in the higher frequencies of the fifth dimension. Any of that energy that we are still experiencing in our life is just the last residue of those illusions, not a tangible manifest reality. Nothing less than perfection, which is God's will, perfection for all things, which reflects the infinite love, balance, oneness, and reverence for all life, are all the frequencies that will be sustained on the new earth. In the biblical allegory of Adam and Eve, symbolically, we experienced that truth. The Garden of Eden was symbolically reflecting the earth, and it was created to sustain human life in the most glorious way possible, literally heaven on earth. Everything that humanity, the masculine and feminine polarity of the sons and daughters of God, which were represented through Adam and Eve, needed to survive in total harmony, was provided by God and the kingdom of nature, the elemental kingdom. The gift of free will was given so that humanity could choose each day how we would use our precious gift of life to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Not today shall I create poverty or prosperity, but rather how today shall I use my free will to expand the borders of the kingdom of my Father, Mother, God on earth. How today shall I express God's will, God's love, God's truth, God's freedom, and God's power on earth. How today shall I use my thoughts, feelings to add to the light of the world as I learn to become a co-creator with my Father, Mother, God. In all that perfection, there was only one admonition given to the children of earth by our godparents, and that was, do not partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because our Father, Mother, God knew that if we had no concept of the distorted patterns of negativity, such as war or hatred or poverty or pain or suffering of any kind, there is no way that we would create that and empower it through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. But unfortunately, there was a point in time when humanity did choose to, what was referred to symbolically as eating the apple of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And once we became aware of those distorted concepts, which had been created by the sons and daughters of God in other time frames and other dimensions and other solar systems, we began experimenting with our gift of life and bringing forth those distorted patterns in destructive ways, creating negative thought forms that reflected on the environment, resulting in all of the pain and suffering that we're experiencing even to this day. This is why it was indicated that after Adam and Eve partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were banished from the Garden of Eden because their thoughts reflected on the elemental kingdom and began causing inclement weather conditions and painful experience that resulted in lack and limitation and shortages that made us feel like there wasn't enough and we had to take from others, and this whole perpetuation of discord and harmony that resulted in what we now refer to as the fall of humanity. At that time, humanity became so immersed in our self-created chaos and pain that we could no longer perceive our purpose and reason for being, which was to learn how to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, creating greater expressions of heaven on earth. As a result, we continued creating denser and denser vibrations of negativity until we manifested such a chasm between ourselves and our knowledge of God and our I Am presence that we felt isolated to struggle in our misery alone. For eons of time, very illumined souls have volunteered to come to Earth, penetrating into the dense, humanly created veil of Maya and illusion, trying to bring to mankind of Earth the knowledge of God and the realization of our own divinity once again. Throughout history, the prophecy was made that there would come a time when humanity would at long last awaken to the power within us, that we would remember our own divinity as sons and daughters of God. We would restore ourselves to Christ consciousness, and we would once again develop the latent abilities within us, thus becoming the masters of our lives once again, instead of being manipulated and controlled by our fragmented, fear-based, lower human egos, which we developed after our fall into the chaos of separation and duality. We were told that this awakening would call to remembrance the vows that we took in the heart of God before even this world was. And we would remember clearly our divine purpose and reason for being, and paradise on earth, the Garden of Eden, would then be recreated and reclaimed by the sons and daughters of God. Well, that moment has arrived. The cosmic tone has sounded. The earth has God victoriously passed through the shift of the ages, up the spiral of evolution, into the fifth dimensional realms of light, reclaiming our rightful place in our solar system. All creation has moved forward into the next evolutionary experience. This is an event that happens only once in every so many million years. Now, our responsibility is living, moving, breathing, thinking, feeling, and acting out of that divine truth. With every thought, word, action, or feeling we express, we must recognize the divinity within every particle of life on this planet and hold the vision for the perfect manifestation of perfection, of God's will, the perfection of all things in the physical plane. As we hold that vision for God's will to manifest in, through, and around us with every thought, word, action, or feeling we express, the illusion of all of the pain and suffering on earth will drop away. It will be transmuted through the infinite influx of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, which is the predominant energy that is bathing the planet now and will for the next 2,000 years while we're held in the embrace of the Aquarian Age. Now it is time for us to live out of that truth. And as we do, heaven on earth will become a tangible reality. We have ascended into the fifth dimensional vibration of God's will and power. And our bodies, our spheres of influence, the planet, and all her life are beginning to reflect the will of God, which is perfection for all things. The permanent golden age, heaven on earth, is being created through you and me right here and right now. Now experiencing this magnificent sapphire blue radiance of God's will, embracing this planet, holding her in the infinite expansion, we hear these words, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child records this profound truth on the newly formed fluid field of unmanifest divine potential pulsating in through and around humanity and being reflected on humanity's newly activated 12 solar strands of DNA. Now, through all levels of consciousness, we know and accept the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which affirm the will of God is light. The will of God is goodness. The will of God is happiness. The will of God is divine grace. The will of God is eternal peace. The will of God is purity. The will of God is balance. The will of God is vibrant health. The will of God is infinite abundance. The will of God is kindness, mercy, and compassion. The will of God is unity and oneness. The will of God is divine love and reverence for all life. The will of God is perfection for all things. Now, having this divine pattern encoded onto the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential and within the 12 solar strands of humanity's DNA, by our I Am presences in perfect alignment with our divine plan and our highest good, we gently return our attention to the room, become aware of our physical bodies, and our mighty I Am presence brings the circle of the sacred 12 within each of our chakras into perfect balance, sustaining it in the frequencies of each and every one of our highest divine potential. Great ascended hosts of light, we thank you for the fulfillment of this divine plan and for God's victory in the light through Earth's ascension into the fifth dimension. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world. Thank you for joining me this sacred and holy day and expanding the will of God throughout all life on this planet. Please join us again next week as we continue adding to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.